Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Phil Vitale is here. He's the restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
As always,
if that helps.
I know that sound effect exists somewhere out there, and
oh, sure.
I couldn't find it in the amount of time we had. So you wrote in the food and dining section of today's Chicago Tribune a review of Next, right? N-E-X-T.
Right.
But you also had a piece strolling down memory lane to Alinea. I want to say right. Alinea.
Right.
So tell me a little about Next, and tell me a little bit about Alinea.
Well, they're both in the same family. They're both part of the Alinea restaurant group. Alinea was the first restaurant and the acclaimed one, and at different times considered one of the best restaurants, still considered one of the best restaurants in the world. Next was their follow-up concept, which is why they call it Next, because here's what's next. And at Next, every three or four times a year, they just change the whole concept of the restaurant. They'll swing from doing French, specifically Paris of 1906 kind of menu, and then they'll go into Thai street food, and so on and so on, as they've been doing for almost 7 years now. And yeah, this time they got really introspective, I guess you'd call it, and they did Next to the menu that was focused on the first 5 years of Alinea itself.
So Next then did a retrospective menu of Alinea.
Correct.
From when Alinea started.
From when it started,
and so
11 years ago.
What's that like?
That was very interesting. What they did is they took 5 years of menus, and they probably, those Alinea menus then probably changed every month, and cherry-picked the dishes that sounded most interesting to them, and from that they sort of winnowed it down to certain dishes that would put together a progression that would make some sense.
So it's kind of a best of.
Right.
Imagine that. I mean, this is one of the best restaurants in the world to begin with.
Right.
And then what if they culled some of their favorite menu items from those years and said, why don't you try this, big boy?
Right. And the interesting thing is some of these dishes haven't appeared anywhere for the last 5 or more years.
So they did this?
Yes.
And is that happening right now? Can I go there right now?
Can
I get reservations right now?
You can get reservations right now on the online. They're in the TOC system.
I thought that you had to wait like months in order to get into Max.
Depending on exactly when you want to go, but if you go on TOC, which is TOC, and you register in there, the nice thing about that is you can pull up months ahead and just look and see where there is availability,
yeah,
and plug in that way.
What's that going to run me there, Phil?
Dinner for two. I think the dinner, I'm going to look this up because I don't want to be wrong.
Is it $200?
$225 to start, all ranging up to $285, depending on the time and day you actually visit you sit.
So let's average it and say it's going to be $500 for two.
Yeah, it'll be that.
And then does that include coffee and dessert?
It'll include coffee and dessert.
It will not include wines?
It will not include your wines.
What do you think? So what would you suggest I order for wines on that?
I would suggest just going with the wine pairings, since you don't know what dishes are coming.
What will that add to the bill?
Probably another $165.
Per person or for the two of us?
Per person.
So three, so eight.
Scooby.
Where Scooby just was.
Scooby never paid that. He never paid that kind of money for a Scooby snack.
No, and he's always got the munchies. So.
Wait, that's Astro. Never mind.
So we're at $850, and then the tip, you're doing 20%.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually rolled. They actually have what they call a service charge. They don't go with the traditional tip. They have a service charge that is part of the prepay.
I don't normally dwell on this, but I think it's relevant here because this is one of the great restaurants in the world, one of the great restaurant groups. It's right here in Chicago, and it'd be nice if people could avail themselves of it. If you're going to make a special occasion out of it, you ought to know, going wide-eyed in, what you're going to be getting into.
Right.
You're going to have indigestion if you don't know. So you probably need $1,000 to eat there for two, if you're doing it right.
That's probably fair. You can get away with less, but you can do it.
But you can't get away for less than Well, 500. I mean, that's
right.
That's okay. We'll have the two dinners and a glass of water. Don't do that.
You're right.
Don't be that guy.
Which you can do. You can be that. You can skip the alcohol altogether.
Well, maybe you're alcoholic. Maybe you just don't drink alcohol.
They
Whatever.
Have alcohol. They have non-alcoholic pairings. Really intriguing dishes where they're mixing all these different elements together that you would never, never expect.
What an interesting idea!
Right, I had one with there was a pea and there was a pea and ham dish with lavender aromas, and they put together a drink with some raspberry and sumac and dill and a little touch of molasses to sweeten it up, and that was the drink. And it was wow, that was really interesting.
You know, I'm so intrigued by that.
Yeah,
which you mentioned it, Phil. That is. Much as I'd like to have great wine with this historic meal I'm going to have, I might just order some of the non-alcoholic drinks because I can always order a good bottle of wine somewhere.
Right.
But I don't know that I would have somebody do something that perfectly paired non-alcoholic with the food I'm eating.
What I did is I had my wife order the wine and I ordered the non-alcoholic pairing. And except for a couple of furtive sips from her glass, I just stayed with the non-alcoholic that night and tried all these. And you just have no idea what kind of flavors you're going to get.
It's funny, though. So after all of that, I'm just reading your review here. You gave it one star and said you didn't like it. I didn't like it at all.
Don't say that.
And Etchets, if you're listening, sorry. Better luck next time. But swing and a miss from Phil Vitale. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. It's four stars.
It's four stars, yes.
It's a four-star review.
Yes, it's a rave review.
Yeah, no kidding.
As it should be for this kind of... I mean, it's very expensive. It's a commitment. But when you're considered one of the best in the world, if you go to any of the other restaurants out in Europe that are considered among the best in the world and eat there, you're going to spend that much money,
so
too.
So sprint me through the menu, then. First, you get iceberg lettuce and a tomato wedge with some blue cheese.
First, you get peanut butter and jelly.
Seriously?
Seriously, that's the first thing you get. It was the very first dish they ever served at Alinea back in 2005. It is a single peeled grape that has been coated with peanut butter, and then they take a piece of brioche toast crumbs and hot gun it to it to gets all crunchy like toast, and that's served still on the grape cluster. Only there's only a single grape left, and that's held up in place by a specially designed for them wire apparatus that holds it. So in one bite, you get the peanut butter and jelly experience. And that's the whole dish.
One grape?
One grape.
Wait, is it the whole grape or just the skin?
It's the whole grape. There's no skin. They took the skin off.
Oh, they took the skin.
What if you wanted two grapes?
They peel it for you.
If you said, boy, that was good. Oh, I'm all done.
Right.
If you wanted another one of those grapes, what would happen?
That would be kind of look at you quizzically. They might go ahead and bring it thinking, wow, he really doesn't get this concept yet. Let's keep him happy.
I know. All right, now we got to get another trapeze and set the grape in there and roll it in the crumbs. All right, fine, whatever.
Fly it out to space, bring it back.
Okay, so I don't have time for the whole menu, but can you sprint through some of these items?
Sure. Maybe? They had this this oyster cream topped with lots of Ocetra caviar and little slivers of lychee on top of it. They had this spectacular hearts of palm dish, another one of these dishes that at Alinea they were designing implements just to serve and eat the dish. They weren't just putting things on a plate. So they had made for them these little inch and a half, 2 inch tall pedestals. And they had the pedestal tops had little curves in them, and into each one of them, five rounds of hearts of palm, each one filled with something different. There was pureed pumpernickel, and there was vanilla. It just went on and on.
So you worked your way through. How many courses was this?
I'm counting about 20.
And so how long does it take to eat a meal like that?
I think we were out of there in about, I want to say 4 hours.
Was that too long for you, Phil, or was that a fun four hours?
No, I made my reservation for 6 o'clock. I was ready to relax. It might have only been 3.5, come to think of it.
Yeah, sure. And so then you just get a little grape and you go, okay, that was an interesting visual and sensory experience and taste experience. And then how long before then you get course number two?
I don't know, a minute or two.
They keep it coming.
Oh, the pace
right?
is, yeah, they do the pace very well. You're not sitting around.
Because you know how it is at a normal restaurant. Most of us get a salad, and then we wait for our steak and potatoes.
Right.
And there's a few minutes in between. But, I mean, if I had to wait 10 minutes in between each course, I would not enjoy that. You know,
sure.
You just got my salivary glands going. Let's have some more food here.
Exactly. Well, they're smart about that. If you're just having the one bite, you're not going to wait a long time for the second one. If you sat down with the squab, which comes about halfway through the meal, and with little bits of Thai long pepper and some oxalis.
How many bites was that?
Oh, that's. That was a good. That was a good 2 ounce piece of meat. I think that was
okay.
That
so that was something you could cut and work with a fork
mm-hmm.
for a little bit,
right?
So that was squab. That's a bird.
Yes,
squab.
Yeah,
is
a little
bird?
Wild game bird.
Got it. Okay.
So it has red meat. It's not white meat.
Got it. And was that the main course then, if you will?
The way they structure this dish, this menu, they actually go all the way from the early tastings to the heavier meats, and then a bit of a sweet, like a dessert.
Right.
And then they start all over again. So you go about eight or so courses in, and you get this little thing with watermelon and fresh coriander and Middle Eastern spices on it. And then they go back to smoked salmon and a little salad kind of thing and crab meat with cashew and coconut.
One thing was just as fun as the next, huh?
Right.
You loved every bit of it.
Right. The funny thing is I was at Alinea when it first opened. I mean,
yeah.
10 days in, I had a table in there. And so some of these dishes were dishes I had way back then and, of course, haven't had for 10 years. So it was kind of, I knew it was a nostalgia trip for them. I didn't realize it was going to be a nostalgia trip for me.
You said that you were there once for, what was it, an 18 course, 5.5 hour, or 28?
Yeah.
Here it was.
Course.
Yes. he liked to play with his food, basking in a 5 hour, 28 course, mind-blowing meal. That was
right.
Alinea way back when.
Right, when they first opened, and nobody really knew what to expect. They had hints, those of us who had been to a Trio in Evanston when he was working there,
yeah.
that it was going to be this kind of experiment. The first thing I ever had from him from Trio was an ice cream sandwich. That was the first course, except it was olive oil ice cream in the sandwich, and the waiter said, the chef recommends a little pour of sherry with that. And I was like, well, ice cream sandwich with sherry, of course.
It's a start.
Don't have to tell me that. And it's olive oil ice cream, which is, I've never had. So, of course, when he says the chef recommends it, you say,
yeah.
Let's go.
He said, yeah.
I'm not going to second guess this guy. He's on another planet right now.
Yeah. Phil Vitale writes about food in the Chicago Tribune. You got a question or a comment about that or some other restaurant, maybe back on Earth? The number's 312-981-7200. This is WGN. Among the texters, Phil Vitale is here, the restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune. You can read him online at chicagotribune.com/dining or look at today's paper. We're going to talk about a picture in the paper in just a second, Phil. The texters include this one. We booked for our upcoming 30th anniversary. They didn't say if it was Alinea or Next. Your review is of Next, and then you recalled an Alinea experience you had. But this person said we prepaid $1,085 for the dinner for two,
mm-hmm.
which sounds about right.
Right, depending on, because there are two or three levels of wine pairing you can go for, so that can add to the cost. And then after all that, then they add the 20% service charge.
The next texter says, hey, John, no meal is worth $1,000. Well, $1,000 dinners are like basketball players. They're worth it if they can get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would never pay $1,000 for a meal. I'd like to eat one. I'm not going to pay $1,000 unless my income goes up substantially in the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have $1,000 for a meal. So I'm not going to judge you if you want to spend your money that way. If it's worth it to you, it is. But then
exactly.
The food had better be pretty damn good.
Well, everybody's got their trade-off. I will spend that sort of money, but I don't think I've ever paid more than $30 for a shirt.
See, I've spent $200 on a shirt.
See, there you go.
And you must think I'm a fool.
No,
but
no.
I get to wear that shirt all the time.
You get to wear that shirt. It's your perspiration. You're happy with it.
But you know what? I don't talk about that shirt a lot, whereas if I ever had a $1,000 mm-hmm. meal, you'd know about it.
Right.
I would tell that story over and over again.
You're not going to sit down at a table and say, let me tell you about my shirt.
People come up to me at cocktail parties. Ooh, do you have an expensive shirt? Tell
right.
us about
wow.
it.
Wow. How much did that shirt cost?
Well, I don't have it anymore, but let me tell you, I was at Nordstrom's.
Right.
And it was just an amazing experience.
What do you hang it on?
Wood? I would never put it on wire. Are you kidding me? Get out of here. I'm out of time. We have some phone calls for you. People just asking about that experience. You can read about it in the Tribune today. And look at picture 2 on the right-hand column of page 2 of the Tribune. in the restaurant or dining section, because there's the hot potato, cold potato soup, which you say is one of your all-time favorite dishes.
Right. It's participatory. It challenges your taste receptors. It's just a way awesome dish.
It's dining meets mechanical engineering. Phil Vitale writes about it in the Chicago Tribune. Phil, what fun. Thanks for coming into our studio.
Any old time.
I hope so. In fact, listen, if you ever want somebody to go with you to one of these places, mm-hmm. and your wife can't make it or something like
right.
that, I'll be your guy.